Before you listen to the sermon, read John chapter
15.
One of you asked me a couple of weeks ago
in
regards to a passage in the Gospel of John.
Not
this chapter, but we'll go there as well.
And
the question was about discipleship. And today I just want to answer some questions on this.
And
the first question I want to answer is every Christian a disciple? And then we'll talk a little bit about what is being a disciple
شاگرد بودن یعنی چی?
And we'll talk about benefits of being being a disciple.
سود شاگرد بودن چیست?
So is every Christian a disciple?
هر مسیحی آیا شاگرد?
Now the short answer is no. Not every Christian is a disciple.
هر مسیحی شاگرد نیست.
Now this should be, but
باید باشه.
But
اما
not every
نیست.
Christian is a disciple.
اما هر مسیحی شاگرد نیست.
Yeah. So the discussion in regards to discipleship
در مورد شاگردی
is not the same discussion in regards to salvation.
ربطی به نجات ندارد.
And I want to make it very clear.
و میخوام این دو تا رو جدا کنم.
Because I've heard whole sermons preached on discipleship.
چون موعظه شنیدم در مورد شاگردسازی.
Yeah, where the preacher was teaching that every Christian automatically is also a disciple.
هر مسیحی اتوماتیکوار شاگرد مسیحی.
That's simply not true, and I will show you that from the Bible.
این حقیقت نیست. بس کتاب مقدس بهتون نشون میدم چرا واقعیت.
There is a danger in going that direction.
و یه خطری وجود داره که به اون سمت حرکت کنیم.
Yeah, because you're entering the territory of a false teaching.
چون وارد قسمت درس دروغی میشی.
Called lordship salvation.
که میگین که نجات سروری.
Yeah, I might even preach a whole sermon on this.
یه بارم در مورد این موضوع موعظه میکنم. فکر میکنم قبلا موعظه کردم ولی بهتون میگم یعنی چی سروری نجات پیدا کردن.
Yeah. When you talk with people who believe about lordship salvation,
and I'll tell you what it means. که اعتقاد دارن که به نجات سروری براتون میگم به چه معنی هست.
They'll sound like
به نظر میاد وقتی صحبت میکنن. همونو که قبول دارن که ما
yeah,
قبول داریم.
Yeah, the Bible actually teaches that salvation is by faith.
که میگن نجات از طریق ایمان، اونام همین قبول
دارن. But then you hear them saying things like.
اما بعضی دوستان میشنوین که میگن.
Oh, is Jesus your Lord?
آیا عیسی مسیح خداوند تو هست، سرور تو هست؟
Did you make Jesus your Lord and Savior?
آیا عیسی مسیح رو هم سرور و نجات دهندت کردی یا نه؟
And with that meaning,
جمله,
if he's not your Lord,
اگر سرور یا خداوندت نباشه،
then you're not saved.
پس نجات نداری.
Now. What's the problem with that statement, you might
مشکلش
say?
چیه که این نکته رو بگید؟
Doesn't sound too bad.
به نظر خیلی بد
Because
نمیاد.
Jesus is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
عیسی مسیح خداوند خداوندگان پادشاه پادشاهانه.
What's wrong with this idea of making Jesus your Lord?
مشکلش چیه که عیسی مسیح رو خداوندمون قرار بدیم؟
And of course, Jesus definitely is the Savior.
بله عیسی مسیح نجات دهنده همه دنیاست.
But here's the problem.
اما مشکل اینجاست.
Yes, we are to make Jesus Our Lord,
ما
of course, he is already Lord anyway.
خداوند عیسی مسیح رو سرور و خداوندمون بکنیم تو زندگی.
But that's not part of salvation.
اما با نجات اتوماتیکوار سرورمون نمیشه.
Yeah, what they do, lordship salvation, is they put the gospel on its head.
و در حقیقت انجیل رو برعکسش میکنن با قبول کردن نجات سروری.
And the gift is not that salvation isn't free gift.
دیگه نجات هدیه مجانی نیست.
The gift that they proclaim is the gift of God is The faith you're given to believe.
اون هدیه که ایمان دارن اون ایمانی است که بهتون داده شده که بتونید ایمان بیارید.
That's backwards.
ایمان هدیه است نه نجات.
We need to place our faith in God.
اما ما باید ایمانمون
yeah,
رو
God
برای خدا بذاریم.
Making us believe.
خداوند ما رو وادار نمی‌کنه که ما ایمان داشته باشیم.
Salvation that is the
نجات
gift.
که
salvation
هدیه
comes from God.
نجات از طرف خداونده.
They talk about genuine repentance.
و توبه واقعی صحبت کردن.
And of course, they all explain repentance as turning from your sin, which is not
توبه
what it means,
یعنی گذشتن از خداوند، دور شدن از خداوند.
Or they talk about real faith.
و در مورد ایمان واقعی صحبت کردن.
Changed life.
زندگیمون رو عوض کردن.
And it comes when a person submits to the lordship of Christ. That's all I'm saying.
و اون زمانی اتفاق میفته که کسی ایمان داشته باشه به خداوند بودن عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, but what I mean with this.
ولی معنی واقعیشون چیه؟
Is that okay? Now you're Christian, then you have to show the works because otherwise.
پس باید نشون بدی. نشون بدی.
You were never saved in the first place.
چون اگر نشون ندی، همون روز اول نجات نداشتی، نجاتت واقعی نبوده.
Yeah, if you have that real faith.
اگر اون ایمان واقعی رو داشته باشی.
then you are to submit to his lordship and
you are to do these things. باید حرفشو انجام بدی، کارشو انجام بدی. و اگر تو زندگیت اینو انجام نمیدی،
they will say you are not saved.
میگن تو نجات نداری.
Okay, that's not true.
این حقیقت نیست.
That's heresy. That's false. Because salvation is only by faith.
نجات فقط از طریق ایمانه و هیچ چیز دیگه نیست. رومیان 4:5.
Romans 4:5. Write these scriptures down because
آیات رو بنویسید و به خاطر بسپارید چون آیات خیلی مهمیه.
But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
و اما کسی که عمل نکند بلکه ایمان آورد به او که بی‌دینان را عادل می‌شمارد، ایمان او عدالت محسوب.
Yeah, this person doesn't do any work.
کسی که هیچ کاری نمی‌کند.
No works.
هیچ عملی انجام نمی‌دهد.
Yet is he saved?
ولی نجات داره.
Yes.
بله نجات داره.
Why?
چرا؟
He believes on him that justified in godly.
به کسی که باعث نجاتش شده.
His faith is counted for righteousness.
ایمانش براش نیکویی حساب میشه.
Yeah. Lordship salvation.
نجات سروری.
It teaches that
میده.
Part of your salvation is submitting to Christ, doing the works.
اصلا عیسی مسیح که کارت رو انجام داده.
It's a false
doctrine.
It's a false gospel and cannot save.
دستیس که دروغیست که نمیتونه شما رو نجات.
And it's not easy always to spot it when somebody believes it or teaches that.
قبول کردن این موضوع که کسی قبولش کنه.
Yeah, you might listen to somebody and it takes you a while before you figure this out.
و برات زمان ببره تا یه نفر بفهمی واقعا
چیه. And the teachers who teach this
معلمینی که این درس رو میدن
are true wolves in sheep clothing.
در حقیقت گرگ‌هایی هستن که در لباس گوسفندان.
Yeah, they don't stand out because they say a lot of the right things.
خیلی از چش نمیان چون به نظر خیلی سه درست میگن.
Most of the false teaching it is
true. اما اکثر دروغین.
Yeah, but then mixed with lies.
حقیقتی است که با دروغ قاطی شده.
Yeah, and I found even them quoting Ephesians 2, which I found very interesting.
حتی دیدم افسوسیان فصل 2 رو استفاده میکنن.
We use this verse a lot, 8, 9 and 10 or most of 8 and 9.
8 و 9 رو.
Therefore by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافتید به وسیله ایمان و این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فرق نکند.
And we say yes.
بله.
Amen.
آمین.
Yeah, this is right.
Yeah,
by grace are you saved.
از طریق فیض.
It's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God.
خودتون نیست، هدیه ایست از خداوند.
They claim this Bible verse as well.
و این آیه رو اعلام میکنن در کلام خداوند.
But they will say the gift is the faith.
و میگن هدیه اون ایمان.
You're given the gift of faith to be saved.
به شما اون هدیه ایمان داده شد که نجات پیدا کنید.
Now, if you read the next verse, you know that this is not true.
آیه بعدی اگه بخونی میفهمی که این واقعیت.
Because they don't quote this verse.
چون این آیه رو تکرار نمی‌کنن.
They stop reading at 8.
آیه 8 رو دیگه نمی‌خونن.
Read verse 9.
آیه 9 هم بخونی.
Which makes it no doubt what it's talking about.
که شک و طرف می‌کنه.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فخر نکنه.
Yeah, so it is by grace,
از طریق فیض,
and it is not of works.
از طریق اعمال.
These terms are like opposite to each other.
فیض و اعمال متضاد هم دیگه.
Yeah, verse 9 debunks.
آیه 9 اعلام میکنه.
This false teaching that the gift is your faith.
که هدیه ایمانتونه.
Yeah, Romans 11:6.
رومیان
again
11,
a verse 6. That you need to know down.
که باید یه آیه دیگه رو بنویسی.
Yeah, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it's no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
و اگر از راه فیض است، دیگر از اعمال نیست. وگر نه فیض، دیگر فیض نیست. اما اگر از اعمال است، دیگر از فیض نیست. و الا عمل، دیگر عمل نیست.
Yeah, that's exclusive. Yeah, it's either one or the other.
یا عمل یا فیض. مگه اعلام نمی‌کنه دو تاش با هم نمی‌تونه باشه. یا این وره یا اون وره.
Yeah, Ephesians 2:8-9. Don't speak of the gift of God being your faith.
در مورد هدیه خداوند صحبت نمی‌کنه که ایمانت.
No, salvation is the gift.
نجات هدیه است نه ایمانت.
Yeah, it's by grace.
از طریق فیض.
Yeah, it's not a work.
از عمل نیست و هیچ کاری نباید براش بکنیم.
Now, why do I bring this up?
چرا این نکته رو بالا اعلام آوردم به حضورتون دارم به نظرتون میارم.
They will also say
چون در نتیجه میگن
that being saved equals is being a disciple.
نجات پیدا کردن در مقایسه با شاگرد بودن یکیه.
Hey, you said because you had faith, you said you believed. So now, automatically, you have submitted yourself to Christ, and you're doing the works. Therefore, you're always in
disciple.
Yeah, and I don't know how this is translated in the Farsi, but I guess it will be fine.
But
in corrupt Bible translations, they will quote a very famous verse,
Matthew 19,
and this is one of the reasons that they go in this direction. Of everybody was saved as a disciple. I'll give you the reading in English from the non-inspired version, which is the NIV. Which says, therefore go and make disciples all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's not the Bible. Here's what the Bible says. The King James Bible. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28, verse 19. Matthew 28:19-20.
It also says disciple.
It says disciple too? Yeah. It's wrong. It says teach all nations. And now, what does it do when you replace that word with disciple?
Now you
can twist it in this. Oh, the main goal of the regular commission is to make disciples and then baptize them and then teach them all things, which is actually what the next verse says. But of course, the teaching to observe all things is already the making of disciples, which is what every Christian should do. We are to preach the gospel, baptize them, and then teach them all things. So when we talk about being a disciple, we're talking about something that not every Christian is. The question today is not, are you saved?
Most people
here have made a profession of faith. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're saved. The question today is, are you a disciple? These are two different things. Go to John 15. John 15. And read verses 5 till 16. Just let's read the whole piece. Oh, sorry. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples, as the Father hath loved me. So have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yea, you are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father, whatsoever you shall ask in the Father, in my name, he may give it to you.
من تاک هستم و شما شاخه‌ها. آن که در من میماند و من در او میوه بسیار میآورد، زیرا که جدا از من هیچ نمیتوانید کرد. اگر کسی در من نماند، مثل شاخه بیرون انداخته میشود و میخشکد و آنها را جمع کرده در آتش میاندازند و سوخته میشود. اگر در من بمانید و کلام من در شما بماند، آنچه خواهید بطلبید برای شما خواهد شد. جلال پدر من آشکارا می شود به این که میوه بسیار بیاورید و شاگرد من بشوید. همچنان که پدر مرا محبت نمود، من نیز شما را محبت نمودم. در محبت من بمانید. اگر احکام من را نگاه دارید در محبت من خواهید ماند، چنان که من احکام پدر خود را نگاه داشتم و در محبت او میمانم. این را به شما گفتم تا خوشی من در شما باشد و شادی شما کامل گردد. این است حکم من که یکدیگر را محبت نمایید همچنان که شما را محبت نمایید. کسی محبت بزرگتر از این ندارد که جان خود را به جهت دوستان خود بدهد. شما دوست من هستید اگر آنچه به شما حکم میکنم به جا آرید. دیگر شما را بنده نمیخوانم، زیرا که بنده آنچه آقایش میکند نمیدارد، اما شما را دوست خواندم زیرا که هرچه از پدر شنیدم به شما بیان کردم. شما را بر نگذیدید بلکه من شما را برگزیدم و شما را مقرر کردم تا شما بروید و میوه آورید و میوه شما بماند، تا هر آنچه از پدر به اسم من طلب کنید به شما عطا خواهد شد.
Yeah, so notice that it says it's in verse 8, yeah, so shall ye be my disciples.
Now,
if you read this passage, you'll find a lot of great promises in there. But they're tied to being a disciple of Christ.
Yeah,
you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you.
It
talks about bearing fruit, abiding in his love.
ثمره آوردن و در محبتش بودن و شادیش در اون بودن، دوستانش بودنه.
Yet many things in this passage are claimed in general by all Christians.
اما خیلی قسمت‌های این فصل با خیلی از ایمانداران اعلام شده.
Yet these things are not for all Christians.
و همه اینا برای مسیحیان نیست. چرا؟
Are for those who are his disciples.
اینا برای کسایی هستن که شاگردانه.
Yeah. We have the 12 disciples which were special people.
12 شاگرد داشتیم که آدمای مخصوصی بودن.
Actually 11. Yeah, Judas wasn't so special.
11 special in another way. 12 نه. یهودا یه جور دیگه مخصوص بود.
Another 70 sent out.
They were special people. They were disciples of Jesus Christ. They did great works. God used them greatly. Now,
that's also for us. We can be disciples of Jesus Christ today as well. And of course, the Bible is very clear that every Christian should be a disciple.
Yeah.
God wants you to be a disciple of Him. Yet not every Christian is one. Not every Christian listens to what the Bible has to say.
گوش نمیده به حرف کتاب مقدس و اطاعت نمیکنه.
Go to Luke 14.
لوقا 14.
Luke 14:26. And this was the verse actually that was brought up. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
لوقا 14:16.
Luke 14:26.
Wait. 14
No
26
Is it the right one?
درست.
اگر کسی نزد من آید و پدر و مادر و زن و اولاد و برادر و خواهران حتی جان خود را نیز دشمن ندارد شاگرد من نمیتواند. و هر که صلیب خدا بر ندارد از پی من نیاید نمیتواند شاگرد من گردد.
Now, of course, we see a condition of being a
disciple.
And of course, it doesn't mean that we are to hate our families.
Yeah.
If you read the Bible, it's obvious that we should love one another. Yeah, husbands, you're commanded to love your wives. Yeah. So this is not that we just have to be angry and upset with them. This is talking about what is highest priority in your life.
Yeah.
If you need to make a choice between obeying God or pleasing your family, your number one priority is God. And then the disciple will at times be challenged to make decisions like that. Yeah. Or even loving yourself more than God. Yeah, we like ourselves. We want to do what is pleasing to us. Now, the Bible says, hey, you need to have the priorities right. Because you cannot be a disciple of Jesus Christ when you're not willing to deny yourself. And no, it doesn't mean that you have to live in misery.
It
means that that sometimes we need to make choices where we need to deny our flesh, we need to deny ourselves and do what is right, do what is pleasing to God instead.
Yeah,
God needs to be the first priority. You want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? You need to have your priorities
straight.
Read the next verses in Luke 14. 27-23. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and cometh after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intended to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily after he had laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassage, and desired conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my disciple.
کیست که از شما که قصد بنای برجی داشته باشد اول ننشیند تا برآورد هزینه آن را بکند که آیا قدرت تمام کردن آن را دارد یا نه، که مبادا چون بنیادش نهاد و قادر بر تمام کردنش نشد، هر که بیند و تمسخر کنان گوید این شخص عمارتی شروع کرده نتوانست به انجام برساند. یا کدام پادشاه است که برای جنگ با پادشاه دیگر برود جز این که اول نشسته تأمل نماید که آیا با 10,000 سپاه قدرت مقاومت کسی را دارد که با 20,000 لشکر بر وی می آید؟ والا چون او هنوز دور از سفیری فرستاده شروط صلح را از او درخواست کند. از همچنین هر یکی از شما که تمام مایملک خود را ترک نکند نمی تواند شاگرد من شود.
Yeah, talks about bearing your cross.
صلیب خودمون رو هم کردن صحبت میکنه.
Yeah. To come after and come after Jesus. If you don't, you cannot be my disciple.
اگر صلیب خودتون رو حمل نکنید شاگرد من.
Yeah. He did not forsake at all.
هر کی او رو رها نخواهد کرد.
He cannot be my disciple.
او شاگرد من نخواهد.
Yeah. And of course, keeping the commandments
فرمان رو نگه داشتن
includes not doing what is wrong and also doing what is right. It's both.
نه تنها کار اشتباه رو نکردن بلکه کار درست.
Yeah. We don't have to do these works.
لازم نیست که.
Yeah. To be saved.
کاری نباید انجام بدیم که نجات پیدا کنیم.
Yeah, but they do determine if we are a disciple of Christ.
اما اون کارها نشون میده آیا ما شاگرد مسیح هستیم.
The reality is that most Christians are content with just being saved and on their way to heaven.
راضین که فقط نجات پیدا کنن و برن بهش.
Yeah, but that's not what God wants.
He saved us فقط ما رو نجات works. بده بلکه خداوند ما رو نجات داده برای کارهای نیکو.
Ephesians 2 verse 10.
افسوسیان 2 آیه 10.
Which I read. Ephesians 2:10-4. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
زیرا که ساخته او هستیم، آفریده شده در مسیح عیسی برای کارهای نیکو که خدا قبل مهیا نمود تا در آنها گام برداریم.
Yeah, if you're sitting in church today, you're saved. Hey, that's great.
You
have a lasting life.
زندگی جاوید داری.
You're on your way to heaven.
در راه بهشت.
Nothing can take it away from you anymore.
هیچ چیزی نمیتونه این از تو بگیره.
Yeah, not even yourself.
حتی خودت.
But God is telling you, I want you to be my disciple.
خداوند میگه که میخوام که تو شاگرد من باشی.
I want you to do great things on this earth.
میخوام کارهای بزرگی رو در زندگی انجام بدی.
شاگردانی
که در عهد جدید میبینی.
Yeah, they did great things.
کارهای بزرگی رو
میتونه Everybody should be wanting to be a disciple.
This is the right path for you to follow as a Christian. راهی نیکوست برای همه شما که به اون مسیح
I want to encourage you.
امروز میخوام تشویقتون کنم.
To either become a disciple if you're not yet.
یا شاگرد مسیح بشید اگر نیستید.
Or continue that path if you're already being a disciple.
اگر شاگرد هستید در شاگردی بودن.
Of course, it's not easy. There's
راحت نیست شاگرد بودن.
There's conditions are given.
شرایط
choices to be made.
انتخاب‌ها باید تصمیم گیری بشه.
Yeah, but if you're not willing to do these things, God says, hey, then you cannot be my disciple.
Yeah, 33.
So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my disciple.
Which verse?
33. Luke 14, 33.
No, that's
پس همچنین هر یکی از شما که تمام مایملک خود را ترک نکند نمیتواند شاگرد من شود.
Yeah, you want to be a disciple of Jesus?
There's a
price to pay. You need to be willing to give things up. You need to have your priorities straight. Why is that? Because you will be challenged on those things. You need to be willing to forsake it all
to
be a disciple. Yeah, not everybody automatically is a disciple. And therefore also not all the promises that the Bible gives are for every Christian. Because some of the promises are only for those who are disciples. It's for those who do the will of God. It's for those who love Him and obey His commandments.
Yeah,
and Romans 8:28 is the perfect example of this.
Yeah,
you all heard this, you probably used it.
Yeah.
It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Of course, everybody loves this verse because it's an absolute great promise. Yeah, everybody wants to claim this verse. Yeah, but wait a minute. Does that include you when you do not love God?
Oh, but I love God.
Okay, the Bible defines that.
Yeah,
if you love me, obey my commandments. Yeah, when we show love to God, it means we obey His commandments. Yeah, so when you're out there stealing things, and you get caught and end up in prison, can you go sit there on your bench saying, and we know all things work together for good? No. That doesn't hold for you. Because there's a condition attached to it.
We need
to read the whole verse. It's to them who are called,
it's them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. اونهایی که خونده شدن و کار خداوند رو انجام
میدن.
برای اونهایی که درخواست خداوند قدم برمیدارن، نه هر کسی هر کاری خواست بکنه. اونی که داره به خداوند خدمت میکنه، نه اونی که داره ضد کلام خداوند عمل میکنه.
If you pick and choose
the commandments you like,
I like this one, so I can keep this one. I like that one.
اونو دوست دارم.
But this one, no. That's out of my comfort zone.
Now,
ask yourself, can you start claiming this verse? Are you obeying the commandments that God has given you? And I understand we are not perfect. I'm not saying be sinless perfect. Yeah, we cannot be. But we can be striving towards obeying God's word the best we can.
که کار خداوند رو تا بهترین شرایط انجام بده.
And when we do this, we can claim Romans 8:28.
رو بکنیم میتونیم رومیان 8:28 انجام بدیم.
Because we're followers of Christ, we're disciples of Christ.
شاگردان عیسی مسیح هستیم، دنبال روی او هستیم.
There are many people that are saved but are not in God's will.
خیلی ها هستن که نجات دارن اما در راه
خداوند نیستن.
تو کلیسا نیستن.
Yeah, they are disobeying the commandments to do not forsake the assembling of the brethren.
و فرمان خداوند که به هممون داده که از گرد همایی
They're not obeying His commandments, the name of God. Yeah, they're on their way to heaven. Yeah, they're missing out on the wonderful things, the wonderful things of the Christian life that you receive if you are a disciple, if you are a follower.
Yeah,
and those who don't do that, they lose out on the benefits of being a disciple of Christ. Yeah, you miss out. Yeah, if you're not consistently in church, you miss out. If you don't consistently read your Bible, you miss out. If you don't take part in the soul winning, you miss out. Yeah, the Bible tells us to be disciples, to be followers of Jesus Christ.